The FAA announces a Center of Excellence for General Aviation. American and its pilots are ready to begin new contract talks. And the NTSB continues to examine the Dreamliner's Gen X engines. This is Aero News for Friday, September 21st, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. U.S. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood announced Thursday that the FAA has selected a team of universities to lead a new Air Transportation Center of Excellence for General Aviation. The COE will focus research and testing efforts on safety, accessibility, and sustainability to enhance the future of general aviation. The selected group is called the FAA Center of Excellence Partnership to Enhance General Aviation Safety, Accessibility, and Sustainability, or Pegasus, and will be led by Purdue University, Ohio State University, and the Georgia Institute of Technology. The core team also will include the Florida Institute of Technology, Iowa State, Texas A&M. Affiliate members include Arizona State University, Florida A&M, Hampton University, Kent State, North Carolina AT&T, Oklahoma State, Southern Illinois University, Tufts University, Western Michigan University, and the University of Minnesota at Duluth. The FAA's COE program is a cost-sharing research partnership between academia, industry, and the federal government. Research and development efforts by Pegasus will cover a broad spectrum of general aviation safety issues, including airport technology, propulsion and structures, airworthiness, flight safety, fire safety, human factors, system safety management, and weather. The Pegasus University members all have nationally recognized collegiate flight education programs, and three of the core members, Purdue, Ohio State, and Texas A&M, also own and operate their own airports. In making the announcement, Acting FAA Administrator Michael Huerta said, quote, "The FAA continues its goal of working to reduce general aviation fatalities by 10% over a 10-year period from 2009 to 2018. The Center of Excellence program is a valuable tool in providing the critical data we need to reduce those accidents," end quote. The United States has the largest and most diverse general aviation community in the world, with more than 300,000 aircraft registered to fly through the American skies. And speaking of American skies, American Airlines and the Allied Pilots Association have both expressed their interest in getting negotiations underway again in an effort to resolve their long contract dispute. Each has sent a letter to the other saying it's time to get back to the bargaining table. The Fort Worth Star-Telegram reports that after the pilots rejected the airline's last contract offer, the carrier began implementing work rules that it said were necessary for it to emerge from bankruptcy. But the result was a spate of flight cancellations, which management said was caused by more pilots than usual calling in sick and a higher rate of maintenance requests. The APA steadfastly denied that there was any coordinated job action taking place. The union had asked the airline to put its request for a restart of negotiations in writing, which it reportedly did in the form of a letter on Monday. No firm date for the resumption of contract talks has yet been set. The NTSB is continuing its investigation of an incident which occurred on July 28th involving a Boeing 787-8 airplane that experienced a loss of thrust in the right engine, a General Electric Gen X-1B turbofan, during a pre-first flight low-speed taxi test at Charleston International Airport in Charleston, South Carolina. As reported in an earlier update, the investigation found that the forward end of the fan midshaft had fractured and separated. Examination of other pre-delivery engines revealed a second Gen X-1B engine with a cracked FMS that was installed on a 787-8 airplane that had not yet flown. An initial inspection of all in-service Gen X engines has now been completed. On September 11th, a Boeing 747-8F with GE Gen X 2B turbofan engines experienced a loss of power in the number one engine during a takeoff roll at Shanghai. The Civil Aviation Administration of China is investigating this incident, and the preliminary findings revealed that the FMS was intact and showed no indications of cracking. The NTSB is participating in that investigation as the state of design and manufacture of the engine and aircraft. The TSA said Wednesday that the agency has screened more than 3 million travelers through TSA PreCheck lanes. TSA PreCheck is currently available in 26 airports and operational with 5 airlines, including Alaska Airlines, American, Delta, United Airlines, and U.S. Airways. TSA PreCheck is part of the agency's larger effort to implement risk-based security concepts that enhance security by focusing efforts on travelers considered high risk and about whom the agency knows less. Eligible passengers include U.S. citizens of frequent traveler programs on the participating airlines and current members of the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Trusted Traveler Programs, including Global Entry, Sentry, and Nexus. TSA has expanded TSA PreCheck benefits to U.S. military active duty members traveling through Charlotte Douglas International, Washington Dulles International, Ronald Reagan Washington National, and Seattle Tacoma International airports. In addition to TSA PreCheck, TSA has implemented other risk-based security measures, including modified screening procedures for passengers 12 and younger and those 75 and older. However, TSA will always incorporate random and unpredictable security measures throughout the airport, and no individual is guaranteed expedited screening. When AeroNews continues, Baumgartner prepares for his long, lonely leap. Bill Crutchfield to address the NBAA's 65th convention, and a crackdown on a counterfeiter.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Aero News continues now for Friday, September the 28th. I'm Glenn Moyer. Mission managers for the Red Bull Stratus program say that Felix Baumgartner is prepping for his record-setting freefall from the fringe of space on October the 8th. If all goes according to plan, Baumgartner will exit his capsule some 23 miles over the New Mexico desert and break the sound barrier as he returns. In July, Baumgartner jumped from 18 miles in a tune-up for the record attempt. He had originally planned to make the jump in August, but his capsule was damaged in the last test run and needed to be repaired. The program's managers now say the capsule has been repaired and tested. Fox News reports that in a statement, Baumgartner said, quote, "I feel like a tiger in a cage waiting to get out," end quote. The plan calls for Baumgartner to reach a top speed of 690 miles per hour in freefall, breaking the sound barrier with just his body. It would set records for the highest jump and the fastest speed achieved during a freefall. The mission managers say that early autumn is an ideal time for the attempt, with favorable weather conditions expected at the time of the attempt. The repaired capsule is reportedly on its way to Roswell, New Mexico, according to the program's official blog. The current altitude record is 18 miles, and the speed record is 614 miles per hour, both set by former U.S. Air Force Captain Joe Kittinger during a military project in 1960. By the way, Baumgartner will ride to altitude aboard a giant helium balloon. The same fair weather his team is hoping for will be welcomed in Albuquerque, New Mexico, where the annual International Balloon Fiesta opens just 2 days earlier on Saturday, October the 6th. Bill Crutchfield will be one of the featured speakers at the opening general session for the National Business Aviation Association's 65th annual meeting and convention. Crutchfield is the founder of Crutchfield Corporation and an avid business aviation proponent. Crutchfield, who built his award-winning firm, one of the largest and most recognized specialty direct retailers of consumer electronics, through a fierce dedication to customer service, will discuss how business aviation has been instrumental in his company's success. Crutchfield will join Forbes publisher Rich Calgard and FAA Acting Administrator Michael Huerta as speakers at the session to be held on October 30th at the Orange County Convention Center in Orlando, Florida. A defense contractor accused of providing counterfeit parts for helicopters and trucks to the U.S. military was searched on Tuesday by federal authorities. The search of Custom Products, Inc. in Coos Bay, Oregon, focused on purchase orders and sample parts that may have been prototypes for the counterfeits. The search came following interviews in the past 2 months with a former company employee, according to the Associated Press. Josh Kemp, who had been a purchasing agent with Custom Products, faces federal charges in the case. He and company owner Harold Ray Betancourt II, along with others in the Betancourt family, are accused of supplying the military with phony parts in fulfilling a $7.5 million contract. Kemp told investigators that he considered the allegations to be accurate. Kemp, who said he felt threatened by the Betancourts and his family, are currently under the protection of the federal government. The case is set to go to trial in late January. Well, it's not exactly Deep Space Nine, and there are no reports of a Ferengi-run watering hole, but NASA has a plan on the drawing board that would establish an outpost some 277,000 miles from the Earth, according to documents obtained by a Florida newspaper. The space station would maintain an orbit beyond that of the moon and be a staging area for potential lunar and Martian missions. According to an Enterprise report in the Orlando Sentinel, the agency thinks that the outpost could be built, at least in part, with leftover parts from the ISS about 38,000 miles beyond the moon. NASA Administrator Charles Bolden reportedly briefed the White House on the plan earlier this month. There is no indication, though, of the level of support that may or may not be coming from the Obama administration. Back here on Earth, NASA is hosting an open house from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. tomorrow, that's Saturday, here at the Johnson Space Center in Houston, Texas, as part of the annual REMAX Ballooner Liftoff. It's a family festival that will feature multiple flights with more than 50 hot air balloons participating. If you're in the area, drop by and say hello. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.